Then Saul had his own military clothes put on David. He put a bronze helmet on his head and had him put on armor. Most people can talk a good game about how good they are and what they've done in their lives until the time comes for them to prove it. David was just a small boy when he witnessed the words that Goliath was saying to the men of Israel. He listened as the Philistine champion defied them with this speech. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through your hard times. Goliath's words struck fear in the heart of the men, and his size made things even worse as they cowered down in fear. And David, witnessing this, became angry over the defiance in Israel's fear. This is a picture of righteous anger and the need of courage among God's people. Now check this. When you're in the middle of a crowd and someone does something that you know in your heart is not right, what do? Do you stand there in fear, afraid to say something to them? Or do you speak up out of righteous anger? David felt the need to speak up on behalf of God's people. For 40 days, Goliath defied, touted, and mocked the Israelite army. Morning and evening, he would step out in front of all of them, ridiculing the army. Even Saul, the mighty king whom the people wanted, was gripped in fear. Now, he stood tall among the men of Israel, but compared to this giant, he felt small. Courage is what's needed to face the enemy, bold courage as we face the giants in our lives. We must step up, out, and not run back in the face of them, because this only leads to further destruction, defeat, and sometimes death. Now, there's a song by the Miami Mass Choir from the album, It's Praying Time, titled What God Has For Me. And part of the lyrics of the song goes that what God has for me, it's for me. And without a doubt, he will bring me out. Meaning that if God brings you to a situation that seems impossible to overcome, best believe he will bring you out. You see, God plans ahead. The enemy can only plot for what he's going to do next, but God, who's the ruler over all things, he knows the ending from the very beginning. What God has for me is for me, and we must prove that we're faithful to him even in the face of danger. Where's your faith? The young shepherd boy stepped boldly forward and declared his confidence and trust in the Lord. Now, with men, things are impossible, but with God, the impossible becomes possible. David took one look at his enemy, and he knew from that moment that no matter how big he looked, his God was bigger, and he would deliver him from the hand of this enemy, just as he had delivered him before from the paws of the lion and the bear. David's faith and trust in God is the perfect example for us all. No matter who or what our enemy is, God can and will deliver us from his hand. If we believe and trust him to empower us, he will strengthen us to stand and conquer any trial or temptation. Now here's something to witness. Saul, he saw the bravery in David and trust that he had in the Lord, so he allowed him to go forth and fight, and he wanted to cover the boy in his very own armor. But what Saul gave him was not what God planned. Sure, it was to offer him protection, but it was the wrong type of protection, the wrong armor. Only the armor of God can cover us completely from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. And maybe the clothes that Saul wanted to give to David was too big, or maybe not. But regardless, David didn't want it. Because what God has for me is for me, and he will equip me with what I need for the battle. My walk with God is different from what others may go through. The plan that he has on my life is what he has for my life and no one else's. I must know that when I'm walking with him, that I must develop my own relationship with him. I must be able to cultivate that relationship so it grows into something great. He knows the plans for my life, but I must be willing to submit to him. Our lives, as we are always looking for more, we are always looking into the window of someone else's home or even into their backyard. My yard is green, but somehow yours looks just a bit greener. But remember, if he bought you to it, he will ensure that you have all that you need to have victory. David didn't want to be like Saul, and he surely didn't want to wear his armor, so he took it off. When we go to the cross of Jesus Christ, he promises that all the burdens from the heavy load that we're carrying He will remove it from us and provide us with comfort. David felt burdened down and uncomfortable, so he took it off in order to receive that comfort and ease. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord of the armies, the God of the ranks of Israel. You have defied him." One love, 5 minutes.